Hello, folks. Thanks for listening today. This is Michael, your host for SNN, Southern Nationalist Network. And today it's a pleasure to have Dr. Thomas Faustsunik on the line. Dr. Sunik is a translator and author of Against Democracy and Equality, The European New Right, and Postmortem Report. As well as a former Croat diplomat and U.S. professor, he also has a radio show at the Sunik Journal on Reason Radio Network. So, Dr. Sunik, thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thank you, and thanks for inviting me to your show. I appreciate that.
First of all, I'd like to discuss links in agrarianism and traditionalism and the concept of a classical Western civilization in the Western world, the U.S. and in Europe, especially here in the South. And this is something that I know you and I, we spoke about a little bit when I was a guest on your show a while back. So I'd like to develop this a little bit more, if you don't mind. Can we start off with your vision, so to speak?
Sure.
And how that differs from the anti-traditionalist kind of leftist forces out there.
Sure. Well, thank you. I guess it's a fascinating topic. And let me just tell you offhand, I've always admired very much Southern agrarians, and I've been very much influenced by their prose, by their writings. And I certainly have a great deal of admiration for the Southern heritage, and I certainly appreciate the work you're doing. Anyway, Michael, before we start, I guess it's always standard, so you have to define the concepts and the words. I'm saying this for obvious reasons, because agrarianism is such a generic expression that it can lend itself to abuses even. And in fact, agrarianism meant one thing in the 20s and in the 30s in the States. It had a different meaning in Eastern Europe, let's say in the 20s and 30s. And neo-agrarianism nowadays, I'm a little bit confused with that. I don't exactly know what it stands for. So let me just give you a historical background, if I may, because whether we like it or not, when we deal with some concepts, like, for instance, agrarianism or even democracy or liberalism, we always have to know exactly which time frame we are using, which historical epoch we are talking about. And on top of it, even worse, we got to know who defines those concepts. And I, given the fact that I have a, well, I should say, I got some background in linguistics also and political semiology, I'm always very keen and almost suspicious of people just using and tossing words around without specifying them in the right historical context. Okay, let me just give you an idea. Here in Eastern Europe, agrarianism was pretty common in, for instance, in Croatia, Bulgaria, and even in Austria and Hungary back in the 20s. You had a very strong peasant party, which also competed in the parliamentary game, and quite a few of them actually access the parliament. And even now, this, for instance, it just crossed my mind, there is a relatively strong Croatian peasant party. However, keep in mind, we live nowadays in a post-industrial system, which is a far cry from what we had in mind when we were talking about agrarianism in the States, let's say, 100 years ago. And
right.
Just to give you an idea how complicated this topic is, and hopefully I'm not confusing and confounding your listeners, like, for instance, the Jeffersonian democracy was also based in agrarianism, despite the fact that word, that neologism, was not used during the Jefferson times. He, in fact, if somebody asks you, let's say a student, if he's asked by his professors, how would you define agrarianism? I would probably say, my definition, I haven't looked it up in the dictionary, just my definition. I think the best explanation would be the following. Agrarianism is a, depending, of course, on the political system, is a rule, or if you wish, a social regime where the pivot of the society is the free yeoman. In fact, this is what the American democracy was supposed to be about 250 years ago. This is how it was all meant. Let us not look at the chaos, what happened afterward. So basically, when you talk about free yeomen, you're basically talking about agrarians and free peasants. I guess, help me with the word, I guess that's probably the best expression. So there is nothing esoteric, there is nothing arcane about agrarianism. Let's just use the simple word peasants or yeomen, and I guess that would probably be the best the best explanation as far as the etymology of the word itself is concerned. When, right. for instance, we are talking about Southern agrarians, I'm sure you're familiar with their prose, with their excellent books, and with their manifesto. I guess it's the will stand for. I'll take my stand. I'll say it. I'll take my stand. That's a famous manifesto by the Southern agrarians, which had tremendous impact in the States. And I'm sorry to say, it had such a breakthrough in the 30s in from both the literary and philosophical perspective. I'm sorry to say that there are very few European conservatives, traditionalists, nationalists, call them whichever way you like, were even aware of this powerful intellectual heritage. Now, you see how complicated the topic is. Let me just, hold my horses a little bit. Now, of course, those people, let's call them Southern agrarians, they were not preaching anywhere in their books and their philosophical treatises and their poems that we should climb back to the trees and that we should live underneath the earth or that we should live like some horses. They were just, it's a matter of sensibility. Agrarianism means a sensibility. We can loosely use it as a synonym for traditionalism, for certain values which have been cherished since antiquity in our Western civilization, from back from a, if you wish, from Plato to NATO, so to speak. So this is the essence of the Western thought, be it in sociology, be it in politics, be it in literature. The free yeoman, the free peasant, the free man who tills his land and who is not being subjected or harassed by what's called carpetbaggers in the South or by capitalists during the Industrial Revolution and the Reconstruction. You see how complicated the topic is. To sum it up, Michael, I would certainly encourage your listeners to be always keen about the right definition of the concepts they're dealing with, because agrarianism, of course, it has a sort of a common meaning. And as I said, I would loosely use it as a synonym. I would use it as a synonym of traditionalism. But there is certainly a much more of a difference between, let's say, the role of a peasant in a communist system, in a communist society in the Soviet Union, and the role of the peasant, let's say, in a post-Reconstruction South. So I guess this is something we have to start with. Again, I'm very picky about these words, and even when somebody uses the word democracy, I always reword the word democracy. And I guess I certainly would like to start with that.
How realistic do you believe, or how relevant do you see agrarianism, as you've defined it, in the 21st century in the Western world?
That's a good point. Again, we come back to this, how can I say that? I use this expression, semantic sliding, semantic disfigurations, because when you talk to somebody, let's say a guy, a New Yorker, whom I don't like, by the way, people from the street, and if you ask them, oh, sir, would you like to join my agrarian party? The guy would start laughing at you, looking at you, pulling his leg. We have to make clear that this is a philosophical sensibility. This is not a party. This is not a that we have to arm ourselves with picks and shovels and the type of a thing, and that we have to start planting cords of cotton, down in Mississippi. Of course, I certainly have a great deal of appreciation for that. But it's more than that. It's a matter of philosophy. It's a matter of how can I say, sensibility of, it's a matter of how we can recuperate our ancient Western heritage, which ironically, despite the fact that the United States of America was first and foremost a roller coaster of industrialism, can you imagine during this, before this, in antebellum South, and prior to the Civil War, prior to the War of Secession, it had retained much better even than Europe, than traditional Europe, some principles of of yeomanship, how can I put it better, of free peasantship, of free spirit. And in fact, I argued in some of my pieces, I don't know which one, how in fact, ironically, even nowadays in the South, there are still pockets of, how can I say, spiritual resistance, where you can find people in the South who have certain, who have a discourse and have manners that are long gone in Europe, even in traditionalist Europe. precisely because of a specific geopolitical situation, a specific non-contamination by capitalism. So again, it's a very, very complicated topic. But to make it short, to be more specific, I guess we have to explain to our interlocutors what exactly we mean by agrarianism and neo-agrarianism. The same goes for the expression traditionalism, for that matter.
Right.
Again, for purely didactic reasons, hopefully some of your students are listening to me, I can loosely use this word agrarianism with a quote-unquote synonym traditionalism, because they do overlap in many, many, many ways. There is a certain traditionalism in politics, there is a certain traditionalism in religion as well, there is a certain traditionalism in way of behavior. But then again, you always have to ask yourself a question: who defines traditionalism, and in which specific time framework and political framework?
Sure, yeah, I would agree. And I would say that this connection to the soil roots us as a people in a way that that really has been lost in our postmodern world. So that's the reason I ask you about this, because I think it's so important to our grounding, you know, as humans, as Western people, and so on.
Absolutely. I mentioned a while ago, I wish we could talk more about them, because I'm sometimes surprised, and I'll tell you quite frankly, if I can really talk from the top of my, you know, from my heart, I'm shocked that many, many Southerners, and even Southerners whom I respect, and some intellectuals that you also know very well, well, they're aware of the tremendous legacy of Southern agrarians. But I'll tell you, even in comparison to quote-unquote conservative cultural revolution in the Weimar Germany, which scooped up many prominent intellectuals and scholars in all different fields, I can tell you those Southern agrarians were really, really top-notch. They really had vistas and... And basically, they were University of Tennessee professors, so they were not necessarily tillers of the land, but they knew exactly what agrarianism meant in terms of our organic society. You have to have peasants, you have to have people who are rooted. Okay, this is the good expression. You have to be rooted in the land. Without a society which is rootless, which is deracinated, cannot simply exist. And that's, of course, why I'm opposed to industrialism. Having said that, it doesn't mean that the atomic bomb, or for that matter, computers, can be disinvented. No, I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying that we have to give a due credit, of course, to this concept of agrarianism, and that we actually have to appreciate those peasants. When I say peasants, of course, those peasants of the 19th century differ from nowadays farmers in the southern Mississippi who use different equipments and different high-tech, you know, things that I can't even conceive of. But basically, right. Again, let me recap. Agrarianism means return to the soil in the metaphoric, in the allegoric sense, return to our roots, return to our racial roots as well, return to our traditions. And we have our baggage, you know, we have our tradition going back to antiquity. In fact, this is even what Jefferson was talking about. So I guess we have to understand each other very well. We are not talking now, as I said a while ago, that we have to just crawl on all fours and start, you know, plowing the land and then just return like some hippy-dippy guys, you know, back to the land. This is nonsense. What we are saying, what we are advocating, is that we have to resurrect let's start with Southern agrarians, that we resurrect with our roots. And this is something important, because the man without his roots is nothing. It's an empty entity.
Right, absolutely.